Oh, had a quick run with Sam this morning. Nice and early, nice and brisk out. It was 27 degrees when we headed out the door. A few snow flurries on the way as well. And I ran with a headlamp, which was the first time for that. That was a Christmas present that I got. And it was actually really kind of cool to be able to see where I'm going. Which actually made me think a bit about a conversation that I had with Paula White from Virginia Saturday morning about the idea of what can we learn when we don't know what we don't know. And anyway, I'm not really sure how I feel about it. The more I think about it, the more I think, well, yeah, you kind of need to know what you don't know. But then if you don't know it, how do you really know what you don't know? And I think there are things that I'm aware where I'm inadequate, and things that I don't know where I'm inadequate and need to learn and need to grow more. And I think it depends a lot on the student. I think it begins on the context. I think there's a difference between being aware that you don't know something, being aware that you're ignorant, and knowing what it is that you don't know. Maybe that's a fine line, but for example, there are things that I know about project-based learning that I have read. I'm also aware that I'm very deficient in some of the things. You know, I'm certainly no expert on it. I have a lot to learn. I have a lot to understand and about how to implement it, how to design it. And yet, there's sort of a gap between knowing the next step, where I need to move exactly now, and, you know, where I know. So I just feel like that's a real obtuse concept of trying to figure out what the next step is. And I think that's one of the reasons why we need teachers, we need mentors, we need people who do have expertise or experience in these areas to kind of guide us and help us and work alongside us. If a student simply knows the next step that he needs to take all the time, then there's really no need for anyone else to be there. And I don't know that the best learning takes place in that setting. I think it's nice to be able to reflect and figure out things that you need to do, but I know also sometimes you need a guide or someone else to point that out. So anyway, those are what I've been thinking about this morning, and I hope you have a great day.